Party Summer Show.
You know you want to turn it up.
With Jeff Kirkchen, Donnie, and Shannon.
XTU, good morning. Who is this?
Good morning, Philly. What's going on?
Immigrant!
Yeah! All right!
Woo!
Had to throw my South Philly accent in there a little bit.
We appreciate the effort. How are you?
Doing well. Getting my voice up and going this early in the morning. No easy task for me, but it's going well. I got two brothers that live in Philly, and I was texting back and forth with them yesterday. One of my brothers is a firefighter there in Philly. So
really?
Yeah, so we got, well, of course, you know, we got a lot of Philly connections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, your voice may not be, you sound amazing, so those are your words, that your voice isn't up and going. But, I mean, you're the type of guy, there's no way that you're not an early riser. You've got to get up early and start working out at, like, zero dark 30.
Well, now that the kids are out of the house, I don't have to get up as early as I used to have to get up. So I can sleep in just a little bit. But and after we did 1883, where we didn't get any sleep at all for like 6 months, I've sort of been catching up just a bit.
That's true.
Yeah, you were living the life of a cowboy. I am a massive 1883 Yellowstone Universe fan, and now a fan of 1923 with Harrison Ford. Are you watching that as well? Did you have time to watch it?
Oh, yeah, we watched it for sure. We loved it. And, gosh, you know, who would have thought that Harrison Ford was going to end up being my brother? I mean, that's a pretty good follow-up to James Dutton, is to have Jacob Dutton. I'll take that any day.
That's so cool. So let's talk about Standing Room Only. The song is amazing.
Thank you. I'm glad you like it. It's one of those songs, you know, I've been very fortunate in my career to have some great songs, and this song stacks right up with the best of them, I think. Craig Wiseman and Patrick Murphy and Tommy Cecil wrote it, and Craig, you know, and I met Craig my very first night in Nashville. As soon as I got off the Greyhound bus, I met Craig playing drums at a club in downtown Nashville, and walked right in and met him and got up and sang with him. And I think he had just gotten a Roy Orbison cut, one of his first cuts time.
Wow.
And we've had, gosh, he wrote Live Like You Were Dying, Cowboy and Me, Where the Green Grass Grows, Everywhere. Just so many great songs that we've had together. And when this one came in, it just struck me right off the bat. Not only because of what it says, and there's not a wasted line in the song. It's written so well, and it's so life-affirming and positive and about gratitude. And then the melody of it is just so unique and perfect. And then when we finished the record sonically came out exactly the way we wanted it to come out. So it just sort of raised its hand and said, this has to be the first thing.
And you released Standing Room Only kind of in a creative way to get everybody really excited for the album release, too. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, when we did a playlist, which was fun because I got to go back and find songs that were, you know, album cuts and deep cuts of the things that I really love from some of the old albums. And what we did was everybody figured it out really quickly. I don't think we were as clever as we thought we were, because within 10 minutes, everybody had the song title figured out, because it was the first letter of every song that we had on the playlist, and people jumped all over it. So it was a cool way for people to sort of get excited about what it meant, and seeing everybody try to figure out what Standing Room Only, which direction it was going to go when the song came out.
Good stuff. Tim, we loved the new song, and I have to say, you know, of all the country music artists we play here, I feel you and I are very similar, because we both have baseball dads. Now, my dad didn't play baseball. Let's make that abundantly clear. Not in the major leagues. But my dad is ESPN's Tim Kirkchen. So every time I think of Tim McGraw, I'm like, oh, it's a baseball guy. And you love to play yourself. How often do you get out to play catch or anything like that? Because I come from a baseball family as well.
Not very often. Not as often as I should. Because we actually had a softball game for my dad's charity.
Oh.
In Napa. I guess back in October, and I played shortstop in a softball game, and which was a dumb move since I hadn't picked up a ball in a long time. And sure enough, the first couple of hits came right at me, like these pro ball players hitting line drives right at me at shortstop. So I found out my shortstop skills aren't as good as they used to be.
Did you at least knock a couple down,
but
out?
I knocked, nothing got by me, I'll put it down.
Yeah, that's
okay,
right.
Good.
Keep it in front of you.
That's all that matters.
Now, the throws and how quick I got it out of my glove are a different story.
Well, Tim, we love the new song. Thank you for joining us here in Philly. And you know we love you here.
I love Philly, and you guys have always been great to me, and I can't wait to get back up there and play again.
Looking forward to it. Tim McGraw, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Good talking to you.
Good morning. This is the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up. Gotta wake you up for the day.
On 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.